Well, it appears that the government's plan to implement a drug testing trial for welfare recipients is still on the ropes because of Tasmanian Independent Senator Jackie Lambie. She's still demanding that MPs be tested too. Look, this is just silly populist politicking. But her new demands seem to be around the level of rehab facilities available to those on welfare who test positive to illicit drugs. And given that the government has stated that the aim is to get these people the help they need, it seems like a sensible request on her behalf. The whole program is tied in with the rollout of a welfare card system that would see those who test positive put onto one of these cards where 80% of their welfare benefit would be placed onto the card and 20% into their bank account. Now, that 80% then can only be used on essentials. Now, most sensible people wouldn't see a problem with that. But for some reason, we have a small percentage of the population out there that doesn't like the idea and doesn't like the idea of drug testing either. It seems to me that opposition to this is split between those that oppose the card and those that oppose the drug testing. So there's two separate groups of people. In my view, the two have to go together to make it work. But if you are against these programs, I want to hear from you tonight. Why? What is it that you're actually afraid of, and what part of the program don't you like? And look, I'm in favour of them, so clearly we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. But I just want to know the nuance of it. You might change my mind. 13 27 10 is the number. Let's talk about it tonight.